Energetic truth, trying makes you unsuccessful. Trying, the energetic truth why trying backfires. Trying is one of those words that have multiple meanings so you don't catch that you are actually avoiding something. Example, trying something in a clothing store, you actually put it on and look and feel how it fits you. But almost everywhere else trying means that you are not doing it, not putting it on, not attempting it, you are just giving it lip service. There are all kinds of slogans, which, although they point in the right direction, use an invalid and untrue justification why you should follow them. Let's do an experiment, try to touch your nose. If you touched your nose, you didn't understand the instructions. I didn't say touch your nose. I said try to touch your nose. Trying is not doing. Someone who is trying to do something behaves in one of two ways, neither of which is effective. Trying, meaning thinking about it, talking about it, but not doing anything in the direction consistent with doing. Trying, meaning efforting, forcing, but not quite doing. The underlying dynamics of trying can be reluctance, resistance, disbelief, none of which are going to be supportive to you doing what you need to do. I see this with my students, all the time. When I ask, did you do the practice we agreed that you would do? They answer, I tried. Then I say, I got it, you didn't do it. If you are interested in producing results in any area of your life, you need to give up the ready-made excuse trying gives you. Remember, you either have your excuses or you'll have your results. You can't have both. One of the reasons people resort to trying because they are unwilling to fail, unwilling to make mistakes, unwilling to look bad. They are afraid that it proves that they are less than perfect, or not smart enough, not something enough. But the problem is that if you limit your activities to what you know how to do already, then you will never grow. Nothing worth doing is easy. If it is easy, it isn't worth doing it. Everything worth doing is going to give you obstacles that you will fail and fail and fail, until you succeed. I know that the family, schools, society only value success, and completely discounts creativity, ambition, thinking outside the box. But that doesn't mean that you should be stuck with what other people think is good. The reason you are unfulfilled, empty, and miserable is because you are unwilling to pay the price to growth. The price you need to pay to grow is simple: go screw up, feel stupid, foolish, a failure, then pick yourself up and do it again until you succeed. You didn't give up walking because you fell at the first many tries. You didn't give up riding the bike because you fell. Unless you did, and then what the heck are you doing on my site? Really? Being stagnant can have many levels. I saw a movie about a famous British novelist, who, in her later years, while still writing, had Alzheimer's disease. How come? After all she was writing. Writing, for you, is a challenge. It wasn't a challenge for her, she just kept on using the exact same brain cells, never going in directions that would throw her on a loop. She stopped growing around age 25. How old were you when you stopped growing? Humans are designed to grow till they die. All lasting pleasure comes from growing. The opposite of growing is shrinking. Shrinking is the most horrible feeling. Just look at your money, when it's shrinking you get all anxious. And, unbeknownst to you, you are anxious, because you are not growing. You are anxious, because you are not growing. Life is passing you by, you'll die without ever making a ripple, without ever making an attempt at becoming a human being. Instead you are a human coasting machine. Any and all of the activations you can buy on the site will first deal with this unwillingness to take a risk. If you work with the activation, watch your fear, watch your resistance, and at least a few times you allow yourself to take a step or two in the right direction. Eventually you'll overcome the inertia, the amount of energy needed to start moving an object at rest. This DNA activation is, in essence, a DNA adjustment. Three of these genes didn't behave as they were supposed to, the child genes and the permission gene. The child gene keeps you behaving as if you were entitled for others to do your work. Get your DNA adjusted. Go to www.yourvibration.com/adjustna.